You're listening to The Ocho Man, Behind the Eight Ball, only on Ignotainment. I'm always on the old black bills for something. Without further ado, the one, the only, Ocho Man. I'm trying to live my life, and it
just makes me so wild and mean. Hola, hola muchachos, my friends. It's The Ocho Man with Ocho Man Behind the Eight Ball Show here, March 27th. And we do not have Armand today. Can you believe that? Armand's not here. He's got some gynecology shit he's doing with his, I don't know. But he's not here. And Tony, well, Tony's on vacation for a couple days here, so we don't have Tony as well. But you know what, my friends? I do have someone that's been on the show before. Chris, let's give him a little welcome. All right. That's all you get now, there.
Back on the Ocho Man Behind the Eight Ball, Jimbo!
All right.
¿Cómo está, bitches?
Jimbo's back. What do you think about that, Chris?
Yeah.
Are we ready for him?
Yeah.
After that email we got?
Yeah, that's what the guy emailed just earlier this week and said, where's Jimbo? And here he is. You ask, you shall, ye shall receive.
How you been, Jim?
I am good, and I am happy to be back with my man, Oach, and my buddy, Chris. It's been a while. I miss doing the show with you.
How's your show been?
It's doing well. Obviously, it's completely different than this, but
I'd say it's different.
Yeah, it's different, all right. But I think everybody knows
a mentally disturbing show.
Yes, versus yeah, but no, I mean, obviously, I love the stuff I'm doing. But I mean, this is I love doing this. You know, you're one of my best friends in the world. And,
thank you.
You know, love being with you.
What do you what do you think about Tony and Armand?
Oh, I love them both. I say this all the time. I mean, they're almost too intelligent for both you and I. But, you know, I love listening.
I still think one is an imposter. I really think Tony, I can still beat Tony.
What are you going to beat him at is the question.
In anything. I can beat him in anything. I've already outrun him. And you know what?
There's a
this
pitch.
Is the way this guy takes away my victory. He fell flat on his face. Halfway in the run between me and him on a 40-yard sprint. So now he claims if I didn't fall, I would have beaten you. There's nothing I can get by on that guy. He's a clever little prick. Not little either. He's actually pretty big.
The old if I argument.
Right, right. So what else been happening, Jim?
Nothing. I've been listening to your shows, and you got great topics. And, you know, when you shared with me that there was some emails coming in and you asked me to fill in with Armand being gone and Tony on vacation, I was pleasantly surprised and elated to come do it. So I've been looking forward to it.
Yeah, you deserve to be on the show. You were one of the founding fathers of this Ocho Man Behind the Eight Ball. Say, what about some basketball last night? You know, I was kicking back and enjoying some games out there and at a bar. God, there's so many hot chicks at a bar, and I'm trying to watch a game, and they're just walking all around me. You know, it's a beautiful scene. God bless them.
One more thing. Speaking of Behind the Eight Ball here, I was listening earlier to the MMA show that's on our network here, and I hear them saying everyone needs to listen to Behind the Eight Ball. So those guys are listening.
Yeah, I heard that.
Big John, bless them.
It was Big John McCarthy, the famous UFC ref, said he listens to Behind the Eight Ball. So,
I love
the more listeners, the better.
Yeah, I'm telling you, that's great news. That is great news. And last night, again, I was, like I said, I was kicking back, enjoying some hoops. Notre Dame, they beat Wichita State.
I saw that one going the other way.
Yeah, I really did, too. I thought Wichita State would have beaten Notre Dame because Notre Dame was just getting by every team, and Wichita State had that fine defense. I thought they were going to win that one. Are they called the Shockers?
Yeah.
Yes.
Wichita State Shockers.
They didn't do any shocking last night.
Who in the you pink, know what's, one in the stink?
Yeah. Oh, there you go. That's a good one. You know what's funny about that is Kansas refuses to play them on the regular season game. Can you guys believe that?
Well, we can see why now, right?
Yes.
Yeah, but You don't want to play Missouri anymore. Okay, that's fine because Missouri went to the SEC. Now you got a team in Kansas, Wichita State, that is respected by the entire country as a respectable program, and they refuse to play Wichita State.
Yeah.
That's those Jayhawks suck. They're little fairies.
Weasels.
It's an awful,
Weasels.
It's an awful place.
It's an awful place.
Well,
it's an awful place.
Well, you're a Mizzou guy. Of course, you're going to say that.
It's an awful place.
Well, you know what? That's how we look at it. I mean, they're afraid. The guy, what's his name? The coach's name there?
Oh, it's Bill Self, right?
Yeah. He won't sign on with Wichita State. So that's incredible.
Well, I think a lot of coaches, I mean, isn't it? Common. I mean, there's coaches that don't want to go to certain places. They know they call them no win games for them, right?
Look,
if they lose, they're screwed, and they should win. Is that right?
Here's the deal. With Missouri, now you got St. Lucie U people saying, why won't they play us in hoops? Well, I tell you why we won't play in hoops. Because we got a lot to lose. They have nothing to. Yeah. We got nothing to gain from that game.
Yeah. Well, wouldn't that be the same for Kansas then with the Wichita
State?
No.
Wichita State is nationally ranked. Well, they're a top program.
Well, there's all kinds of nationally ranked teams.
This is a top program, Jimbo. Wichita State should be on their schedule.
Okay.
You've got Duke. You've got North Carolina that play against each other. Why can't these two play against each other? These are two teams right now that everyone thinks that should be hooking up, and you're still avoiding it.
I'm just playing devil's advocate. He probably feels like he plays in a tough enough league. Does he? I don't know. I'm not a basketball guy. You know this. I've told you this for years. March, to me, is the worst month of the year. And I know that's blasphemy to everybody out there, but I hate basketball. There,
wow.
I said it. There, I said it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, there, he just said it.
He did say it.
You guys still want him on the show?
I was going to say, I might get booted, but because I know this is like a month-long holiday for everybody out there.
Right, especially in Vegas, man.
Oh.
I tell you what, when you're in Vegas in March Madness,
tomorrow.
Oh, shit. Yeah. You're going to love it. You're going to love it.
Great.
There's going to be divisions. There's going to be teams, colleges out there that are just going to be rooting on their team. It's beautiful scene,
man.
Yeah. We had Wisconsin. They took care of business against North Carolina, which everyone predicted that one. And what about West Virginia?
Jesus Christ.
Their guard. I don't know his name.
I got it right here. This guy. Daxton Miller Jr. Yeah. Is that it?
Daxton Miller Jr. I tell you what, this kid comes out and says, "You're 36-0." But now you're going to be 36-1.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
Spelled one wrong, though.
Yeah, that's what they were texting out today. We're 36-1, W-O-N.
Yeah, W-O-N.
You're
yeah.
kidding.
No.
Yeah, that's something that I would have probably done. West Virginia, they got spanked. They got really slaughtered last night like a farm animal. I couldn't believe it. Kentucky worked them over really good.
Would that be the don't wake up the sleeping giant? Would that be the
whole
thing there?
Definitely, yeah. And they definitely woke that giant up. And Kentucky took care of business. I tell you what, man, it's a pretty good tournament right now. We got something in the works here that we're going to bring up later on. It doesn't have anything with basketball, but we are doing brackets, and these brackets have something to do with rock and roll bands.
I love it.
Hey, Jimbo, you're responsible for that. What's going on with that?
Well,
and our tech guy back there, he said he can put everything, if you pick the teams, it can go straight to the computer. So that's a big plus there, too.
Well, here's what happened. So
well, hurry it up, too.
Well,
don't be like that
on.
Tony. That Tony pisses me off every time he
does a 10-minute
segment on something bullshit.
Well, here's long story shorter. At Ocho the other day, we were obviously doing our thing behind the scenes with our sports book. And, obviously I mentioned earlier how I do not like basketball. And one of the local radio stations every year does a...
By the way, we don't operate that sports book in the United States.
No, Mexico. Yeah, for all of
and that is Ocho.com for our Mexican listeners down there in Mexico that want to play. You guys can tune in and get into Ocho.com on the internet, and I'll tell you what, it's a beautiful site. It's got all the sports book action that one craves, such as the Ocho Man. Go ahead now, Jim.
Okay. So kind of what happened here was I was listening to KSHE 95, which is the local big radio station known throughout the world.
Big radio station, yes, sir.
Throughout the world. and they do March Madness every year.
You know,
and
they got rid of Radio Rich.
Yeah, that's not good. They're
that's
getting
bullshit.
All
right, go ahead.
All right, so anyway, obviously, I love music, and most everybody knows that about me, and I put together an idea to do this. So instead of just, I was going to do it myself, and then I thought, well, it'd be cool to get some input. So what we did was we had five guys back there, producer Chris being one of them, Tony being one. He was back there as well, and a couple other guys that the listeners aren't familiar with. But basically, we nominated a top 64, and a lot of people are asking how we did it. So the bottom line is, here's how it went. We went in order, and basically you nominated a band, and it took three of five votes.
How the hell you guys got Elvis, though?
Well, again.
That's not a rock and roll band.
Well, people would argue. But see, here's the beauty of this whole thing.
All right, tell me.
People would argue with you about it.
How can people argue about it? How can you argue with me about that?
I can guarantee you, as I sit here today, that half your listeners would think Elvis not only should be in, but should advance. And half your listeners would say the same thing as you. And that's the beauty of this whole thing. It's all subjective. It's all open for debate. And and then I put it on Facebook, on my Facebook page. And the amount of people that were chiming in on this is insane. So I'm happy to hear that it looks like we're going to bring this to the Ocho Man Behind the Eight Ball Facebook page and the show. But the gist of it was, just so everybody knows, because you're all going to ask, we had five guys. We each took turns, and you nominated a band, and then it took three of five votes. It went the other way. You would nominate a band, and if somebody didn't want it in the top 64, they would veto, and it would take a second veto for them to be on a veto list. So when we got done, we had 64 bands, and we had a list of vetoed bands. We went back through, and we could nominate a band that had made the top 64 for removal. So we actually had about, what was it, Chris, about six bands?
Yeah, I think so.
That we realized we had made a mistake. And then we went back to the veto list and we did the same thing. We nominated, and then this time, it was the nominate to get them back in. Now, I preface this by saying I think we did a pretty good job, although, again, it's all subjective. Now, we did make a huge mistake. And for this mistake, there's glaring bands missing, which we could argue about all day. But there's one that's missing that is in no way debatable, and that's that left-handed genius, Jimi Hendrix. So we missed two that I feel was a mistake, and one was an honest mistake. We had Kiss in, and the band that we put them in for, we forgot to change when we made the list. So that was an error, but we're not going to correct
it.
It is our first year. But the one that is undeniably a huge mistake was Jimi Hendrix. So the committee has decided that whoever wins March Madness, okay, titled the greatest rock and roll band ever, will face off against Jimi Hendrix. Jimi Hendrix is going all the way to the finals. So whoever wins,
bullshit.
No, it's not bullshit. I mean,
that's bullshit. No way.
Well, Jimmy's in
the
finals.
You know what? How do you say that? I didn't listen to Jimi Hendrix.
Well, that's your problem.
Well, you listen to Jimi Hendrix.
Well, I not only do I listen to Jimmy, as the man says in the movie, I hear Jimmy.
Oh, Jesus Christ, dude! That kind of defeats the whole purpose.
Well,
again,
you just said it's our first year. We made a mistake. Well, this is the only way to correct it is to add Jimmy into the list.
Well, you made a mistake. You made a mistake by putting Elvis in there. So just roll with what you got.
So here's the thing.
Oh, shit. He just took the fun out of this.
No, it's not the fun. It's our thing.
How do you put in someone like that to take on the winner takes on now Jimi Hendrix?
Well, what's the difference? There's only one where everybody.
He'll
first
get
loser.
His shot next year.
Second place is first loser anyway, so if whoever wins deserves to beat
Horrible.
Jimmy, what's the difference?
Horrible.
Okay, so anyway, here's the deal. Here's the deal. Here's what's going down. Ocho Behind the Eight Ball is going to put this bracket up on their website, and I believe, now you correct me when I'm wrong, Och, we're asking you, the listeners, to fill your bracket out and send it back in, and it'll be on the site, right?
And you know what? We can give an update on who's winning on the show.
Now, so just so you know, Ocho Man has nothing to do.
I have nothing to do with this. You guys heard about me
deal. Yeah, okay. So anyway, we, the committee, will be each day going through games, and we will be deciding based on different criteria. A lot of it going to be arguing who should win. They'll be arguing. So we will, and then Och can reveal the winners, and you can follow along with your bracket at home, and we'll update it on the website. And then at the end, I believe whoever has the most points from his listeners is going to win a prize, and I'll let Ocho Man tell you what it is.
Actually, I have no prize right now, but I will have a prize.
You will
ready.
Have a prize?
I will have a prize for
I thought
one
you decided on one before the show.
Yeah,
no,
I did,
wait.
But I thought maybe we should change things around, too. So we'll see how this thing's going. We'll see how you guys are involved. If I get something half-assed from you fucks out there, I'm not going to give you anything, bottom line. I'm not doing it. So screw you and your brackets. I'll tell you that right now.
Hey, wait a minute. The brackets.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you right now, I want these people really into this.
Okay.
I want everyone to be involved.
If I don't
get people involved, and I see one guy from Texas, from San Antonio, sending me his picks, I'm not just going to give him
some. No. I'm telling you. Listen, this is, without question, going to be...
This is the mother of all battles.
It is, because I'm telling you... And you know what? It just goes to show you, we are fanatical about our music.
Yeah, we do.
We are. Because
you remember me and you went to Van Halen together?
Oh, yeah. What a great show.
What a great show. We went with a couple chicks that day.
Yeah.
Who were we? Did we take your Plymouth? I think it was a Laser Plymouth.
Yeah.
I had, what the hell? I had white pants on.
Oh, you did. Yes.
And I tried to look like David Lee Roth.
Yeah, you had a bandana going and the whole bit.
Yeah. Well, we were in shape back then, too, man.
Wow. What's this we?
Yeah, we were. You were in great shape, too. What are you talking about?
I'm not in great shape now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Look, hey, we look great.
You stayed the same. I got big boned.
Well, you got a thyroid issue, don't you?
Yeah, I got a thyroid issue right now.
40
pounds of it.
No, but I'm telling you, you wait and see.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to have, there's a couple things you can discuss that will get people riled up. What are they? Politics, right?
Yeah,
religion.
When Armand's here, I always get with him. He's a real right-wing prick.
Well, and you know what? And that's fine. Politics, religion, music, I'm telling you,
music
is up there.
Music always gets people
it's
going,
up there.
Doesn't it? Yeah, it's beautiful.
You can't believe some of the comments.
Hey, by the way,
do you
have Iron Maiden on there?
You've got to be fucking kidding me. I don't mind saying, with producer Chris sitting here, I mentioned Iron Maiden was laughed at.
They were laughed at?
You know what other band I mentioned was laughed at?
Hey,
we have a very loyal listener out there, and Linda Patterson. And
Linda
she
Patterson,
was heartbroken
yes.
over this. I brought up the Ramones and was laughed at.
I
Rock
tell
and
you,
roll high school.
I think I brought up the Ramones and everybody else laughed at
No.
But yeah,
you got to be
no,
kidding
I
me.
I nominated the Ramones.
I do know Linda.
I don't like the Ramones, but I nominated the Ramones.
Well, that a boy. Because Linda Patterson, she is so cool with music.
She is.
I mean... She's one of the guys when it comes to stuff like that, and I cannot believe you. He brought up the Ramones.
No, I brought up the Ramones.
Well, one of 100% you.
100% promise you I brought up the Ramones.
Okay, so.
Well, then we brought it up
me,
at different times
because
I did mention it.
So you're telling me both you clowns brought it up, and you're part of the committee, and it doesn't go through.
Your boy Tony laughed him off the stage.
Yeah. You're kidding. Who is he?
And
is
Max
he the commissioner?
And Everett. And Max and Everett.
Max and Everett laughed him out of the
building.
I didn't remember Chris doing that. And obviously he says he...
Unbelievable. Nominated.
But there were others. And that's what's amazing. That's what's great about this.
I want to be part of this commission next year.
Well,
I'll tell you that right now.
Do you think we can go to a six-man committee?
I think we can.
All right, Ocho,
there
you're in
should
next
be
year.
Something done.
But
here.
You're out this year.
You can't... Okay, I'm out.
You're out. But you can participate.
Cock and balls, baby.
Yeah, Franks and Beans.
Yeah.
But here's the deal. Let me tell you, Linda. Linda was the first real friend I ever had when I obviously went to Grant.
A girlfriend?
No, she was a friend.
No, I know, but she was a girl.
Yes, because up until that point, you know, I went to school, wasn't friends with any girls. We went to lunch together every day, and we would buy, do you remember Circus Magazine?
Yeah.
We would buy, and I would give her the ones with Cheap Trick on the cover, and she'd give me the ones with Van Halen on the cover.
No kidding.
Yeah, so I told her when I sent her this bracket, she was so stressed. Did you see our first round matchup? This was not done intentionally either, because it was all done by seeding. But in the first round, we had Elvis versus Cheap Trick, and she loves Elvis, and she loves Cheap Trick.
Yeah.
So it absolutely tore her apart. But, you know, in the trooper she is, she sends in to me, Jim, it was really tough, but Elvis always wins over Cheap Trick, which
can
I know
see?
You can't
that's,
believe that.
That's horseshit.
But this is my favorite, though, too, and this is where everybody's opinions on music
he's
different.
Dead, people.
Hang
he's
on.
Dead.
Here's what's amazing, though. She says, "You two and the boss was even more painful because they both suck." Now, how many people out there thinks you two and the boss suck?
No, not at all.
There you go. That's what's great about music.
I have to agree on the U2 front. They're awful.
But that's what's
great. No, I love
but
U2.
But that's okay, I understand.
Awful.
See what I mean? See how the discussion...
U2 was part of my college era, man. I had that Joshua Tree on my fucking wall.
Biggest, yeah, but you liked New Kids on the Block back then, too.
Bono.
Wait a minute.
The biggest douchebag on the planet.
Time out here.
You liked New Kids on the Block, but they're not...
You son of a bitch. I cannot believe you brought up New Kids on the Block. I had to go to that concert.
Wow.
The girl I was dating, Amy at the time, liked New Kids on the Block. So what do? I take her to St. Louis from Chicago... We drive down, and I take her to this concert in, I tell you what, they were all 7-8, don't you fucking dare. It's got a nice beat, though.
Hey.
Shut up, I can't believe I said that.
You did say, you know what, though?
Which one did you like?
He was a Donnie.
Shut up.
He grew the thing, he had the facial hair like, hey, here's the thing, though. I think of John, or think of the Oach, and I think of Hanging Tough instead of... Oh, there you go.
Unbelievable.
You were rocking at this concert.
I was not.
Yes, you were.
I swear on my mother's
grave.
Are you telling me you
took your girlfriend and sat there with your arms folded?
Stop it, will you? For love of God, stifle him over there.
I've missed being here. I cannot tell you how badly I've missed being here.
He's chomping at the bit here.
Oh, my God. Can we do a three-hour show?
There were seven-year-old kids all around me in the damn show with their moms and dads, not even dads, all moms standing there. And
here's the thing, though.
My girlfriend was enjoying this shit, and I'm like, I gotta get stoned.
Listen, let me tell you something. If I took my daughter to a New Kids on the Block concert and you showed up, I would think this guy doesn't belong within 60 yards of a school.
He's by himself.
I'm like, are you kidding me?
Are you insane? I wasn't this old back then. You douchebag.
I wasn't this old back then.
Oh, unbelievable. No, yeah, well, that's what I...
But no, so that's the thing. I mean,
believe me. How the hell did you remember that?
Well, I remember lots of things about you and your youth.
We'll get more into that later.
That's for another Welcome Back show. How about that?
Yeah. You already expressed what it was on
Baskin-Robbins. Yeah, but anyway, so to the Behind the Eight Ball listeners, get in on this. Your comments are welcome. Believe me, we want to take a beating. I mean, there's bands missing out of here that break my heart. Peter Frampton's not in here.
I don't know how you could have had.
Triumph's not in here.
Yeah.
It breaks my heart.
You did have a Black Sabbath, right?
Sabbath's in there, of course.
You had Boston being number 14.
Well, you know.
How do you see Boston number 14?
Well, and that's an interesting thing. Let me tell everybody how the seeding went.
Yeah.
So the seeding went, we took turns nominating, starting with the one seeds. Now, everybody in the world knows that the number one seed is Led Zeppelin. That's a given. So, but anyway, once we got... Not that I'm trying to tell everybody who I think should win.
Yeah,
but anyway,
they don't deserve to win.
Oh, you're crazy.
They got all their songs from another guy that wrote everything.
They stole everything from the guy.
That's the honest
they
to God
did
truth.
Not. All these, listen, every one of these guys.
No,
if
they
you talk
stole
to him,
everything.
No.
The guy shoot, he won.
No, Ocho, no. He was a session artist.
Chris, find that guy.
Well,
find that guy right now.
All kinds of things.
I'm not bullshitting. Everything that Led Zeppelin came up with was this guy's tunes.
Okay, here's the deal. At the end of the day, we would nominate for a seed, and then it would take four of the five to agree that they belonged in that seed. So it was good. No, it was.
I think it's horrible.
It was as good as you could do.
Four out of five people, two of them back there are douchebags.
Well, we know you think Tony's
Randy
one of them.
Randy California.
The other one? Yeah,
that's the guy. And this is actually on VH1. It said Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
Led Zeppelin engaged in music plagiarism.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, come on, man. They stole everything from this cat.
They didn't steal everything from this cat.
I'm telling you.
The judge ruled in favor of the Randy California family.
Of course they did.
Okay.
I don't think Zeppelin ever said they hadn't played together.
No. They didn't even want to bring it up.
Yeah, it said they stole the music from their career-defining Stairway to Heaven from his band Spirits 1968 recording.
Yeah, so yeah. I lost a little credibility on
Here's
that,
the
okay?
deal. Wait a minute. No. Let me tell
I
you
I like
something.
That one song, though, with Led Zeppelin. When the levee breaks, got no place to go.
Well, that's one of about 100 of their great
that's
songs.
That's the only one I like, but, okay? The hell with
it. But listen, let me explain something to you
this
about life.
This will be
life.
On the website if you want to see it.
Yeah,
listen, put that on there, babe.
Yeah, listen. Let me explain something to you about life and people. Okay, so back in 1960, okay?
Yeah.
Jimmy Page is playing with this guy, and they're jamming. Okay,
yeah.
So then Jimmy Page and Robert Plant and these guys all get together and put a song together, and now this family, what is it, how many years later, 50 years later, okay, decides, you know what, we want some money.
I'm telling you right now, Mr. MTV.
Back then, that's what they all did.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did.
That's wrong. That's wrong. That's wrong. That's wrong. Anyway, that's what we got on that. And can we give like results of each round on my show?
Absolutely.
To yes. have them tune
well,
in.
I mean, we're
have
ten.
You, have you fuckers
office,
all tune into yeah. my show on that? Too.
Yeah,
our
office is 10 feet apart. We'll be happy to keep you updated as we.
Yeah.
So people understand the way this is going to go down. I guarantee you, it's going to be the five of us back there as we're doing our other stuff, and we'll decide to do a round, and then it's going to be us going back and forth playing songs from each band. Arguing, you know, looking at record sales, arguing about influence, arguing about who is better.
I don't know how you could do that, though. If people are going to be voting in, aren't their votes going to be worth something?
These aren't votes, though. What you're asking people to do is fill out a bracket no different than a March Madness bracket.
Okay, so their bracket, is it going to be worth anything, or is
their
it just going to be you,
no,
you
we're
five
deciding.
Fuckers?
No, we decide.
Oh, that's bullshit.
It's not bullshit.
Chris, that's bullshit. You got to admit that's bullshit.
No, listen, if you take their brackets into account.
Everything that they vote should be one vote as well. That should be the sixth man. All of a sudden, you bring in Jimi Hendrix as being in the championship round, and you can't bring in the voters here? Honestly.
No.
Am I wrong?
It's Ocho Man's contest. So
we can do it. No, because listen, it's not Ocho Man's contest. It's our contest.
Yeah.
Oh, and it's okay. And I believe I posted that comments are welcome, but will not have anything to do with the decision of the judges.
So, okay, I thought we were splitting this off from the original contest, and this was an Ocho Man specific.
No.
And I definitely thought when these people were voting, it meant something. I didn't know that you guys
are
going to be
voting.
They're filling out a bracket. Yeah.
Just like March Madness.
Okay, but it doesn't mean a shit, though.
So if 100,000 people picked West Virginia, they should have won the game last night? That has nothing to do with it.
That's how we should do it. Then if you five idiots picked Elvis, Elvis, bingo, Elvis wins the whole thing then. That's bullshit.
Yeah,
they shouldn't even be in
it.
Elvis should not even be in it. But and now all of a sudden, out of the clear blue, with 2 minutes into the show, you bring Jimi Hendrix, who wasn't even on the brackets. Now suddenly the winner of the championship plays Jimi Hendrix.
That's right.
Unbelievable how you come up with these rules there, Saddam.
We reserve the right to adjust in any way we feel important. Here's the thing you got to remember. This is what you want. You want your listeners to fill out a bracket and send it in.
You give me headache.
Morris, you make me sick when you speak.
Yes. Yes. You and Flintstone in the back there, and then you got that.
Can you just let people fill out the bracket and we'll
grade
it?
What's it worth, though?
Whoever
wins. You're going to void everything they say.
No. Chris, help me.
Chris, who's making sense here? Really, honestly.
Well, it depends on how we're doing it. I mean,
we want the people to fill out a bracket like March Madness.
Which doesn't mean a damn thing.
Yes, it does. Here's the deal. Here's what we're asking people to do. Here's the first round matchup. Led Zeppelin and Styx.
Along the Watchtower, but I forgot the words.
There's a little Jimi Hendrix for you.
Yeah. So somebody has to decide Zeppelin or Styx. They write in Zeppelin, of course. Okay.
Yeah, so you're already making Zeppelin being in the finals.
Listen, that's me. But no, I have four other guys to contend
with
back there.
No, but you already stated, so it doesn't even matter what these guys fill out. You're a big Zeppelin fucking hog.
I'm one of five guys.
So what? Then another guy's a big Elvis guy, so we're going to have an Elvis
that's
Zeppelin.
That's the beauty of it. Your listeners don't know any of this.
I'm so confused.
How about this? How about we have everybody submit the brackets. That's We do it, start off the way that Jimbo sang, and we discuss it, whatever. So then in the end, when we end up voting on the bracket that wins, whoever has the bracket that's closest to that wins.
That's what it, that's just like March Madness.
Well, no, I think
no,
you guys are saying
like
the same
March
thing.
Madness.
No, I think you guys are, in a way, you know,
you're
the
biased
same thing.
Who you want already. All right. I'm stopping. I'm getting a.
Trust me on this. Just listeners,
cut it
listeners.
Off and all that bullshit.
No, Bill's
signal.
Still gonna have. I'll
have roll.
Winner.
I'll okay. roll with whatever you guys want to do.
Listen, fill your brackets out, okay? Just like you would a March Madness bracket.
I'm in.
Know who you think's gonna win, but you don't know for sure. And just like March Madness,
because
there are
the Communist Party here knows
that's
who's
right.
going to win.
That's right. And that's
right.
what makes it great.
Okay. Let's go. Let's
we
move
don't
on.
Know who's gonna win.
You don't know who. You already gave Styx a chance in hell against
they're
Zeppelin.
They're a 16 seed against a 1. Who do you think's going to win?
Well, I'm right.
But if 3 guys outvote 2 back there, guess who wins?
I got you.
Styx. Okay, thank you.
In news around the world, in the United States, actually, attorney Vincent Fazzone. Did you hear about this, Chris?
I did not hear about this.
The fucker's in court. He's a defense lawyer. He's in New London, Connecticut. This guy drops 2 ounces of weed as he gets up to do it.
At least he knows who to call.
And you know what? He's a defense lawyer, though. Imagine
that.
That
makes
sense. Yeah, he's not a plaintiff.
Hey,
so.
If I had to defend all those people, I'd probably have to get stoned, too.
Yeah, 2 ounces. And the marshal sees the bag laying on the ground. He goes, after you get done talking with the... court or whatever, we'd like to have a word with you.
That's fucking great. Did they arrest him?
He says that his assistant suddenly popped up and says, hey, my guy does not smoke any weed, any marijuana. That was just found, and he put it in his back pocket.
Strong assistant. Man, that guy's getting a bonus.
And the judge gave him a $150 fine.
Wow.
But you know what's funny about that is how many attorneys out there during court have a flask?
Oh, huge number. I guarantee it.
To get through the
day.
Yeah,
you know what? Maybe he's got something there, too, on the point that maybe he just forgot the weed in his back pocket or something like that. I don't know. Because the smell has got to be pretty wicked, too, in the courthouse. 2 ounces, that's a lot.
Well, you got to remember, he's defending a bunch of people who were probably arrested for smoking dope, so
or
having dope,
or probably
so
corporate people.
You can just blame it on them, or corporate people. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. What about this chick in court, man? Woman who decapitated her 3-month-old daughter.
Jesus Christ, that's morbid.
Please, not guilty. De'Asia Watkins, please, not
Everybody
guilty.
Pleads not guilty.
You know what? You can go fuck yourself. We're going to let you go?
Jesus,
are you kidding me?
Christ.
I'm not going to let you go. I hope you rot in jail or you get death penalty, you prick you. You never do anything like this, you know? This is the shit that we're seeing in Syria and stuff like that. We do not need this in our backyard, my friends. Her name, De'Asia Watkins.
Wait, things have changed.
Fuck you,
since
De'Asia
the last...
Watkins.
Yep,
things
you
have
got
changed
right.
since the last time I was on here. How morbid.
Well, you can be in orbit all you want. This has gotten a little out of hand. This has gotten a little out of hand, Jimbo.
Rocket Man.
Hey, on a happier note, did you hear about this guy? I think it was in L.A.
Let's happy it up a little bit here.
Tacoma, Washington. Okay, this guy wanted to drive in the carpool lane, but he didn't have anybody to ride with him. So he got a cardboard cutout.
I love that.
Of that beer guy,
yeah,
right?
The most interesting man in the world. Seatbelted the fucking thing in and drives
beautiful.
The fucking carpool lane
was
and
it
stopped
a,
for
it. Was it a full-looking dummy or what?
Oh, that's
just
a
cutout.
Is that,
it's
that's
a cutout.
It's just a cardboard cutout.
Is that the most interesting man in the world?
Yeah.
It is him.
Man
it
in
is
the
him.
World.
Yes.
Yep.
What the hell is that?
I don't know.
I think it's Jimbo's computer there.
Uh-oh.
I think he forgot to turn his volume down.
Hey, Jimbo, we only have one guy here with the sound effects.
He comes back one day.
Yeah, and he's
got to remember about the volume.
He's already
rules.
Taken Armand and Tony's job. Now he wants your job, too.
Yeah.
Can you operate that fucking
anyone.
Board over there?
No,
I'm just going to head out.
No, you sit your ass over there.
I'm
don't
not
move.
Taking anything there. That's...
Did you guys hear? I'm sure the whole fucking world did. This guy
Sorry, the last part.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Is that the State Patrol in Washington ended up sending out a tweet that says, "I don't always violate the carpool lane law, but when I do, I get a $124 ticket."
Oh, what pricks!
Yeah, anyway, go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, I just went back to the depressing stories here. What's going on? This guy, man, Andras Lubitz.
Oh,
folks, this is one of the most.
You come up with some of the weirdest name fucking.
Well, everybody knows who this.
Everyone knows this guy, Chris Andras Lubitz. Folks, this is one of the most despicable names probably in the history of mankind. This motherfucker, he's a pilot.
This is the pilot.
I knew this was going to be like an onion. The more layers you peeled, the more it stunk.
This guy here, he locks the fucking door while he's flying the plane. The captain steps out to go to the bathroom. He comes back to the door, and the door is locked. The door is locked. He's banging on the door. This fucking guy's going to commit suicide. And he's taking down and 150 homicide. People with you. You know,
what
you know, prick, I don't mind you killing yourself. You want to kill yourself, go kill yourself.
I'd rather him do that. Please kill yourself.
But the thing about it, man, you lock in the cockpit and you're taking this plane straight down. I'm telling you right now, this is the biggest form of evil to me known to mankind.
He's a terrorist.
Yeah, this
there's no difference. He's a fucking terrorist.
He's a murderer.
Yeah,
he's a murderer, and you're the biggest swine and the biggest coward ever in this world. Because you know what? There were 150 people back there, pal, that didn't want to die, that didn't want to be in your shoes that day, that had something to live for.
That's why I think he's more of a murderer than a terrorist. I don't think he had any political agenda.
Well, I don't mean in that sense.
Yeah. Both of you are right.
I mean to all the families of all the people who are on that plane. Oh, terrorize them.
Yeah. What, Jim, you want to make this a five-man commission?
No.
Terrorist or a murderer?
I think that's just
He'll already know the winners.
Yeah, I already know the winner to that one.
Oh, man.
As if you're not able to be both.
This is what I'm asking you guys, though. Is there any way in the future to where they can just shut down the plane
and fly it from
Houston. Houston flies the fucking plane.
Yeah, they need to install like some sort of like
where it locks it down, locks everything down to where now it's being done by the in-ground people.
Yep,
by air traffic.
They're gonna have to do it.
You know what I'm gonna say, right?
We know. We've
this
heard
is
it
why
many
I
times.
Don't get on those coffins with wings.
Okay, whatever, buddy. Whatever. I hope you have.
I bet you won't hear that when the next time some guy's in the hood and he gets is carjacked and shot.
Well, I just hope that you get a big gig somewhere in Europe and they want you in 2 days.
Oh, well, I can't go.
You can't go.
I can't go.
Sorry, I can't go, guys. I don't fly. How are you supposed to know about this, Jim? This is about a fucking depressed guy.
I know. Listen.
I mean, honestly.
It's a big story, obviously, but this happens all the time. That's what's sad. The people with mental illnesses do crazy things. And
no, the airline is saying that we check these guys psychologically.
Yeah, but I mean, what's the one thing you can probably hide? He obviously hit it.
Illness and depression.
Look at what's his name.
Robin Williams. Everyone looked at him with a smile on his face. And
that's right.
The guy killed himself.
That's right. It's hard to, number one, they say that kind of stuff is hard to really diagnose. I think they throw it out a lot, but making sure that it's a true diagnosis and then how you go about getting help, I mean, it's sad. I mean, what causes it? God, who knows? I mean,
well, they said that some are saying that his girlfriend broke up with him. You know what, guy? Get another girlfriend.
Fucking cry me a river. Jesus
Christ.
Yeah,
no kidding. And you're in great shape, too. You jogs every day. Get another gal. There are thousands. Wow. Look at Armand. He'll fuck anything out there.
Oh, jeez.
You can reach him at armand@ochoman.com.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. I'm sure he'll be very happy to know that, too, that we put in a plug for him. But, that's what we got on that. And the passengers, the plane hit over the Alps, and May they all rest in peace. That's sad to hear. Further into Asia, though, we're going into Asia now. Check this out. Bihar. B-I-H-A-R. Cheating scandal, my friends.
Ah.
Cheating scandal. Parents climbing the fucking walls of the school to give answers to tests for questions on the test. The kids, they're just handing them through the window these answers while the kids are taking a test. And, you know, this really bothers me. This really bothers me, and I'm telling you what right now. There's a lot of Indian doctors in the United States. Now, what if they're from Bihar? What if they graduated from Bihar?
Yeah, if they had their answers.
I want my second opinion.
Yeah. How do you diagnose an appendix?
So, here's the answer. Here it is.
I don't, but I only happen to know this because of my extensive years with the A.B. Brewer, that when I called on some of our new American friends, well, some of them were married to doctors.
Right.
They had to go through an extensive they had to take tests after test and class after class to become certified to be doctors.
Well, you know what happens. Their dads and their moms, they follow them to these tests, too. They shoot these spitwads that have answers on them. See? That's where it goes down right there. No, but that's crazy, though. Why would you let your kid go through that, giving the answers on tests? I mean, Chris, if you look it up, too, they've climbed the walls of these schools, and they're just handing fucking answers through these windows. It's unbelievable.
Unreal. I wish they were around when I was in
school. I was
going
to say, I wish they were around.
You know what? My parents were different. My parents were, you get the F, stupid. If you don't study, you get the fucking F. That's your fault, you know? And that's how we were raised up. Hey, Chris, we're getting close to our break here. How about giving a shout-out to our people out there, our Ignotainment shows out there.
Yeah, we're going to hear on the break here a little bit more about the rest of the shows on the Ignotainment Media Network. So,
why don't you fire away on that?
Stay tuned, and we will be right back.
It's the book the Wrestling Observer calls a must-read for any MMA fan. Jonathan Snowden of Bleacher Report describes as riveting and amazing, and thefightnerd.com says nothing is held back. Pick this book up right away. Is This Legal? The inside story of the first UFC from the man who created it, written by UFC founder Art Davey and me, Sean Wheelock, with the foreword by John McCarthy, is now available to listeners of this podcast at the special price of $12.48. That's far less than you'll pay for the book on Amazon and half price of what you'll pay in store at Barnes & Noble. Buy it directly from the publisher now online at ascendbooks.com and enter the promo code LEGAL50. That's ASCENDbooks.com, promo code LEGAL50. Learn the true story of how the UFC came into existence in the book that Randy Couture describes as honest, shocking, and enthralling, and that has a rating of 4.9 out of 5 stars from Amazon Reader Reviews. Is This Legal? The inside story of the first UFC from the man who created it by UFC founder Art Davey and me, Sean Wheelock, with the foreword by Big John McCarthy. Available now online at ascendbooks.com for just $12.48 when you use the promo code LEGAL50.
Hey, if you guys are enjoying Ocho Man Behind the 8-Ball, you are really going to love the lineup that the Ignotainment Media Network has to offer. There's Youth Baseball Talk with Jim Cromer. This is Spinal Lap with Greg Meffert, a brand new show that we just launched that is a look inside the exciting world of motorsports. And as you know, we've got Let's Get It On with Big John McCarthy and Sean Wheelock, which is a real insider look at the world of MMA and mixed martial arts from the guys who bring it to you. You can find all of these great shows and more at www.ignotainment.com.
All right, here, folks. The Ocho Man is back with his partner here, Jimbo, who's filling in for Armand and Tony. Yeah, I'm back. There you go. And Chris working the soundboard back there. God, I love this guy.
What's happening?
That was my boy Frank Costanzo there welcoming me back. I love it. He's one of my all-time favorites from one of the greatest shows ever.
I thought he was bringing me back. I thought he was saying, I'm back, baby. I don't know.
I think he was welcoming me back.
Yeah, you pompous jack off.
I'm not being pompous. I'm just so happy to be here.
Nothing for you.
Well, there you go. See, they're all welcoming me back. The whole Seinfeld cast. I love it. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Chris.
I don't know if this is right here.
I don't know
how you guys feel about this, because the weather outside, we first go through 70, then we go to 30, and today it's back to 35. And I just checked this out. The top 10 happiest countries in the world, okay?
Okay.
And eight of them are snow and fucking cold. Now, the ones that aren't cold are Austria, which it's kind of cold there too, to be honest with you. And the other one... it's tropical, but this fucking place has got 700 venomous snakes that live on
Where?
This goddamn place, and that's Australia.
Oh, God.
So that's your top 10 happiest countries in the world, and I don't see that being happy to me, man. I don't see me playing with snow every fucking day being fun and happy. I'd rather be outside barbecuing, watching my baseball games and shit like that, you know, hanging out by the pool. You know, God bless it. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about, my friends, being warm. And when I say warm, I'm talking about not having 700 fucking venomous snakes around me that they don't even have a cure for, by the way.
Do you think they're...
Let's put another shrimp on the barbie.
Wow, you got that right.
The dingo ate your baby.
Yeah.
Now, so you think these snakes are, like, in their houses and shit?
They're everywhere, man. They're
it's like here with, you know, with mice.
Squirrels.
Yeah, squirrels. They're everywhere.
They're everywhere.
This is true. You can verify this, Chris.
Oh, I mean, there's snakes all over Australia. I know that.
700 different venomous snakes.
But you're telling me they're in people's houses, like under the sink and shit.
Well, I mean, they're in people's houses here. I mean,
wait a minute. Not in my house.
I don't mean
in Florida.
Yeah, I mean in
they got them pythons now, anacondas and shit in Florida now.
Louisiana, you know, all, you know, it's not like everyone has a snake in their house, but it happens.
No shit.
I mean, I know people live around here who've had snakes in their house.
Not up in here.
I'm telling you right now, Jimbo.
What, babe?
There's a guy that sat on the toilet.
Oh, I've seen.
And a snake went up the toilet and fucking bit him on the ass. Can you believe that? Bit him on the ass.
I think if you were going to get bit somewhere, that'd be the place to get.
That is some shit luck, you got to admit.
Yeah, that's a... yeah.
You can't even sit on your toilet. I love sitting on my toilet. It's so damn relaxing.
But here's the thing. How could you miss a snake being in your toilet?
Well, yeah. I guarantee you.
I'll say the same thing to you, too. What you got?
You don't just go to the toilet and look in the toilet.
I always wipe the seat off. That's just
in your own toilet? In your own bathroom?
Sure do.
Oh, you're fucked up.
Oh, I do.
That's fucked up, isn't it, Chris?
I just take a little piece of it and just... gently wipe the.
That's
thing.
Your own ass.
Well, then somebody else's ass was there first.
Your wife.
That's reserved for havers of vaginas.
This is the result of having children that stand when they urinate.
In your bathroom, though.
Well, I mean, who knows what bathroom they're using?
That's really bizarre, because I tell you
I choose not to sit in urine. I'm sorry.
I just flop right there. It's my bathroom.
Listen.
It's my bathroom. It's my bedroom bathroom. I can do whatever the hell I want in that bathroom, and I don't have to wipe anything. It's my toilet.
Okay, well.
It's my toilet.
You live with three people that don't stand when they urinate. You don't have this issue.
How do you know how his wife pees?
Oh.
Yeah, really. How do you know how my wife pees?
Does your wife stand to take a leak?
I hope not.
Well.
I hope not.
You're the one that brought it up.
Mm. What do you guys got out there? What's with our emails for today?
Yeah, we have some emails here.
All right, let's hear it.
We got... hold on, I'm pulling them up here. Okay, here's number one. This is from Ron in Nashville.
Ron from Nashville. That's our first Nashville caller.
You're not going to like Ron.
Uh-oh.
Ocho Man.
Dick.
What is with your strange obsession with the Dallas Cowboys? It does not seem healthy. Also, don't you think that being a fan of the Cowboys is a perfect example of jumping on the bandwagon?
Oh.
Ron Nashville.
Well, Ron, I'll tell you what. I've been a Cowboy since 75.
Which would define the jumping on the bandwagon when they were good. Go ahead.
No, smartass. I'll define why I'm a Cowboy fan, and that's because Tony Dorsett used to play for Pittsburgh University. And I was brought up in New York, and in New York we used to catch Pittsburgh games. And Tony D was a Pittsburgh Panther. And I said, my God, wherever this guy goes, he was the Heisman Trophy winner. I said, I love this guy. I love how he played. So I followed Tony D to Dallas. Now, the same concept went to Dr. J. I used to be a New Jersey Nets fan. He went to Philadelphia 76ers. I became a 76er fan. So that's where it all stems from. Ron from fucking Nashville, go drink your goddamn moonshine and shut your face.
Hey, I'm going to be honest with you. Are you telling me that's the truth?
That's the honest to God truth.
Then you know what?
On my mother's grave.
Okay, if that's the truth on your mother's grave, I'm not going to say any longer that I think you, like everybody else, started liking them because they were good. I'm going to pull that.
Well, I hope so, because I just swore on
my
mother's grave.
Absolutely.
I would never do that.
Absolutely. No.
All right.
All
right. The next one is from Eddie in St. Louis, Missouri. Okay.
Oh, we got a Homer.
Homer. Yeah. He says, Mr. Ocho Man.
Mister.
It's got to be a smart-ass remark.
Yeah, there we go.
It's actually not. I have to be honest. I originally found your show because I was searching for a show on shooting pool. How did you decide on the name behind the eight ball, and is there a special reason for
it? Oh, okay.
I'm really enjoying the show.
What's his name again?
His name is Eddie.
Well, I'll tell you what, Eddie. It was weird because we were just sitting down with our GM of the Ignotainment, and he was just going over the concept of what we can do on this podcast and so forth. And he said, Ocho Man, you got to come up with a name of the show. And I said, Ocho Man Behind the 8-Ball. And I don't know how it came out so fast, too. And I looked across the table, and Chris, the production guy, our man here, and I looked at him. I said, Ocho Man Behind the 8-Ball. And he goes, that's a fucking great idea. So we just rolled with that. It didn't take but 5 minutes to come up with that concept right there.
The term behind the eight ball means something, right? I mean, it's like a term we use.
Yeah.
Well, what's it mean?
Behind the eight ball means that you're always going through shit, basically, in life.
Well, yeah. There you have it.
There you got it.
There you got it. There you go. We're dealing with a lot of shit here.
It's like an obstacle. It's like an obstacle. You don't want to be right behind the eight ball. So that's where we got that one.
All right, so there's one more, and this is interesting. This is from a woman, Annie from Chicago.
Oh.
Okay, Annie says, Ocho Man, I read a rumor on a website the other day that there were some shirtless photographs of you floating around on the internet, and that it is from a shoot that you possibly did for Playgirl magazine in the 1980s. Is this true? If so, will you put them on your website?
Ouch.
I tell you what, I was, 17, 18 during the 80s. So I don't know if Playgirl did anything on 17, 18 year old.
You weren't 17 in the 80s.
17, 18?
You.
What the fuck you think I was? 30 and 18?
You were 18 when you graduated in 87.
Yeah.
So you were 19 in 88.
Yeah.
You were 20 in 89.
Well, that's later.
Well, it's the 80s.
Yeah. She didn't specify when.
She didn't specify when.
It could have been 89, the end of 89. I don't know.
Just come clean.
Well, you know what? If there is anything out there, it's from.
Yeah, I would too.
If there is
anything out there. You were Mr. Sexy Legs in high school, for Christ's sakes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a picture we got to have. Is there a yearbook picture?
His sister stuffed the ballot box. That was the rumor around school.
I swear to God, that never happened either. We didn't have that much money to stuff anything.
It was a piece of paper with your name written on it. She was in charge of the election.
Are you kidding me? This is fucking outrageous. Outrageous. This is
erroneous. Erroneous on both counts.
This is why this prick doesn't come on my show. Don't believe the hype. I brought Tony and Armand just so I could feel good about myself.
No, hey, I'm joking. Come on. Hey, let's try to find these pictures and let's post them.
Erroneous on both counts.
What is her name? Who sent that in? Annie.
Annie, Chicago.
Annie from Chicago. Jimbo to you.
There's no way that we can find those.
Can you please?
If try someone's to find got our yearbook, you no, still no, got no. our yearbook.
I have our yearbook. I don't want
it's
the yearbook.
It's in there.
Your
the
legs.
The picture. That picture that won it is in the yearbook.
I'll be bringing it in. I want these Playboy pictures up on the...
Playgirl.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Yeah. I'd rather see the Playboy pictures myself.
Well,
I can't get everything that we want, huh? What else you guys got here before we wrap this up?
Hey, how about your boy Michael Sam? Did you see this?
No, talk to me.
Your boy Michael Sam says that he has been
contacted...
What's
his name? Can now add this on the the list of episodes that we discussed Michael Sam. Weren't in here. It's an emailer said that we always discuss Michael Sam.
So. Well, he's good.
I like talking about Michael Sam's.
Okay. Yeah, because you think he got a bad deal, right?
I think he got a bad deal.
Okay, well, guess who else thinks he got a bad deal? Numerous gay NFL players that
are current.
Who are they? He won't say who they are.
Oh, that's bullshit, Mikey.
He says they've contacted him.
Mikey, you got to come clean. You got to come clean with the names there, babe.
They've contacted him with support, and he has talked to them, and they are just scared to come out.
They're scared to come out.
Yep, that's what he says.
Okay. All right. Well, you know what, Mikey? Before we believe, yeah, no kidding. Because if you do have these people that want to come out, you should bring them up. You took a seventh round hit because you came out. Bring all them out too.
He's not good enough, or he'd be on a team.
What are you talking about? He's fucking damn good.
He can't even get on a practice squad.
Because he's gay.
Oh.
Because he's gay.
He's slow.
No, he's gay. That's why.
He's slow.
They don't want a gay guy.
He might be
gay.
I
think he's a great guy.
He is gay. He's gay.
And they're fucking discriminating. They're discriminating against this guy. Just like I'm going to discriminate against your five guys picking these fucking bands.
Here we go.
That direction will not stand, man.
Well, I'm just telling you. He's not good enough.
I say the guy's great, and being gay has nothing to do with anything. And, you know, that was his only fucking problem, that he said he was gay. And I wish to God he wouldn't have said that till he got on. I have nothing against. You know what? These teams now shouldn't be looking at shit like that. They should be looking at what the guy does out on the field. And every time this guy played for the Rams, whenever he was on the field, he did all the tackles.
So here's the deal. Do you think for 1 minute that these supposed gay people that are in the NFL, that people don't know?
Yeah. They don't know.
They know.
Well,
I think there's a lot more than anyone would like to think.
Yes, they know. Yeah, and they allow them to play. Why? Because they're good.
Well,
they're very good.
I'm telling you right now, the gay people do not act like how Hollywood makes them out.
That's not why I say that.
You think they're flamboyant?
No.
I don't think the issue is, you know, hiding it or not hiding it.
The issue was how
publicly he did it is the issue that
they
have.
He's not good enough.
He did everything good.
What did he do
when he played for the Rams? He made like two or three tackles whenever
he
was in.
Slow.
That's what they said. That's what they said.
He just ran at the combine.
So what?
He's slow.
So what? So what?
Shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
That's right. That's so right on that, because I definitely think the guy can definitely play. He did it.
Whether he's good or not,
he was the SEC Player of the Year, for the love of God.
Whether he's good or not, I think is irrelevant. Whether he's fast or slow, he would have been drafted higher if he would have.
Well, tell him that.
If he
would have
held off. Now, if he would have made it from there, if
he
would have been good enough,
who
knows?
Okay,
but he would have been drafted.
All right, so maybe he's a fifth or sixth round pick. They're not guaranteed anything.
No. I'm saying third or fourth.
Oh,
I'm saying third or fourth. There's no question in my mind, Jimbo, that's the deal on that one.
Listen, I would buy your theory if there were no gay people in the NFL, but he is contradicting your theory. There are gay people in the NFL.
Oh, no.
And that are afraid to come out.
I don't think anyone has ever said there are other gay people.
I understand that, but here's the point. Even the people at Mizzou said they knew he was gay.
Right.
So you're telling me that
it's not
the people
him being
in the NFL.
Gay. It's him being outwardly gay and going on the news. And
that's exactly
about it.
Yeah.
It doesn't have anything to do with him actually being gay. It's the stigma of him discussing it on national television.
You guys
are
both like the parents I talk about on my show.
I'm not saying it makes any difference.
Parents? Just accept the fact that he's not good enough. It's okay. He's great. He's not good enough.
He was the defensive player of the year in the SEC.
Big deal.
What does that count
for?
That's the best conference in the goddamn football.
There's Heisman Trophy winners that never make it. What do you mean? They're terrible.
That doesn't have anything.
I can start naming them if you'd like.
No.
Well, you know what? What were they drafted?
Yeah. Some of the conversation is that.
Do we have to go any further than the clown from Kentucky? Ryan Leaf.
What round was he picked?
He was like the second pick.
Okay.
Exactly.
Point. Yeah, exactly. That's the point. You're making our point now. If the guy doesn't open his mouth, he's a third, fourth round pick.
Okay.
That's all we're saying.
Whether he makes
it or not
is irrelevant.
Yeah, totally.
All right. Hey,
I totally agree.
Can we move on to some real sports information here?
Well, you got anything more before I go with my picks?
Yeah, real quick. I got two quick things.
Yeah, it's all right.
I think this is great. I think this is the first shot across the bow to give us a little more information about the whole Butch Harmon Tiger Woods thing.
Talk to me.
Butch Harmon warns Rory McIlroy not to get too ripped.
Mm.
You think that's his way of coming out and saying, yeah, your first mistake, Tiger, was trying to look
spending
like
all the time in the gym.
That's right.
I think we got a sour grape goddamn caddy that won't shut his...
He wasn't a caddy. He's a swing coach.
Whatever.
To which...
He's a caddy to me because when does he... He didn't do anything, but he's an instructor.
But what's Tiger done since he left him? Maybe a little bit.
He's
not
had
much.
Back problems, for the love of God. He's got back problems.
This
and the guy
says it's because he lifts too many weights.
Okay, that's fine. So now you're going to put one and one together and make it... you're going to make him... He's on drugs.
I never said it was drugs. I think he's just saying that that golf's not a sport where you want to get too ripped. Look, we can look at him. What about David Duval? This guy was fat and happy and was a number one player in the world or number two player in the world. Lost all that weight and got in shape. Terrible.
Okay, so what are you saying? Everyone should look like the walrus out there?
Maybe.
Okay.
Fat and happy. Fat and happy is where it's at.
Is that named Stadler?
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah,
you're right on there.
Look like a pig, guys.
All right.
I'm going to go out there.
I just thought it was interesting.
I should be in top shape out there.
I just think everybody's off and wondered what happened. I think Butch has given us a little insight. But on a better note, here's a better note. How about this?
He should just caddy instead of giving
He's not a caddy. He's a swing coach.
He should caddy. Okay. I've seen his shows. All he does is give instructions. And
that
you know
all
what?
He
you
does?
Would make you would make much more money if you're out there caddying for a top top guy out there. Who else you got out there, Jimbo?
I've got a great story, and I got to ask you what you would do.
All right, Phil.
So the legendary coach, Dean Smith, who we talked about at one time, I know, and just...
How beautiful is this, Chris? Yeah, listen to this
what
one.
A great coach, and I said this on an earlier show with you. What I thought was great was, here's a guy that had some great basketball accomplishments, but all the players I ever played from talked about what a great man he was, not what a great coach he was. So he passed away not too long ago.
Can
obviously.
I interrupt you right
yeah,
there?
Yeah, go ahead.
How cool is it that even after you played for him, he would give you a call. The cell phone would ring. It would say, Coach Dean Smith, and it would say, he'd get on the phone with you and see how you're doing. How's everything going with you? You know what? You don't find that nowadays, Chris. You don't find people that care about you.
Yep.
I mean, honestly.
He's genuine. He's a genuine guy.
I really was close with my high school coach. But I got to tell you, I didn't get any phone calls from him afterwards. After I played for him and so forth, I didn't hear anything. Hey, John, hey, Ocho, man, how are you doing and all that? I didn't get anything from him.
Did you call him?
No, I didn't call
him. Well, there you go.
Well, maybe because I didn't get a call from him. I don't know. I don't know how that goes. But you know what? Dean Smith knows how that goes.
Right.
And his players know how that goes. And tell the people out there what happened.
So this week... Or maybe it was, I don't know, but started showing up at any player that played for Dean Smith.
Listen to this.
Okay. An envelope showed up stating that from a guy that was handling his trust.
Right.
Dean Smith wanted, and it's being done, any player that ever played for him received a $200 check from Dean Smith.
To go out to dinner.
And he wants you to go out and have dinner.
I saw
on
that.
Him.
That's pretty cool.
Now,
that is damn cool.
That is very cool.
Now, here's the big question.
Here's the question, and I didn't think about this because, you know, I think, and again, and obviously I'm letting you know where I stand on it. I think, you know what, and I get it. The guy wants you to go out and have dinner and just maybe talk about memories.
What did
of
I
him.
Tell
you? Ocho Man says that he would frame it and put it on his wall.
I don't need that $200. Michael Jordan doesn't need that.
I would do that too.
Michael Jordan doesn't need that
$200. But that wasn't what he asked you to do.
Yeah. But you know what?
I'd still go out to dinner.
I would remember you.
Oh, I'd still go
out
to dinner.
I would spend $200 like you wanted me to do. And I would remember you, and I would make a toast for you and the times and all the players that I played with, and I would frame that $200 check above my bar in my man bar, and I would say that's my guy that still thought about me after he even died.
Cash it anyway, so just, you know, get your own cash.
Yeah.
I mean, that's cash.
Okay, but that's fine. But here's the deal. Two problems with this. Number one.
I didn't even know there was a goddamn problem.
Well, the man asked you to go have dinner with that.
All right, I'm going to have dinner,
that's
and
exactly
I'm going to think about
you.
But
you're not honoring his. He wants you to have dinner on him.
Okay, I'll spend $200,
so
coach.
Now, if you don't cash the check, that's coming out of a trust. Where's that money going to go?
I'll take that check. You're giving me the check, right?
Yeah, but the check's worth $200. It's sitting in some account somewhere.
The check sits on my wall. I'm not going to cash that check.
Well, what's the difference between if you hand it to the bank to cash it or if you hand it, you know, to yourself to cash it?
Yeah.
cash How about in it. You he do doesn't that. Say you have
I'm
to cash
saying
this
there's
in a
an
bank.
There's a trust account somewhere with money in it that's going to sit there, and they're going to be going, well, this...
Yeah, but
hey.
Every trust in the world has...
Well, Ocho Man, please.
I'm not going to give up
cash
that
check.
Check. I'm not going to give up that check.
Every trust in the world has rules for undistributed
By the
money.
Way,
it
by the way...
It just goes to the other beneficiaries.
All right, Your Honor.
By the way...
You wanted to solve the problem.
I'm just kidding.
There's the problem solved.
I'm telling you guys right now, this is going to sound really bad here. Some fucking guy from North Carolina is going to have that check on eBay being sold.
Yeah, they will. Yeah. Oh, there's no question.
Sure. It'll happen.
With his signature on it, there's going to be checks floating out there now that were only for $200
I've got
and now become $1,500.
I've got number 863. What number do you have?
Yeah,
you got,
no kidding.
You got anything cool planned for when you go? I mean, I know, you know.
I don't want to talk about when I go. I could go any time. It's the way I'm eating right now. I'm eating like a fucking pig again, and I got to stop, I tell you. I'm dying.
I want a half barrel of beer and take my phone, plug in the music, let everybody listen, put it on shuffle, and let everybody
not
come
me.
In.
Not me.
You
goodbye.
Know what I do not want?
What? Don't
is a showing and a funeral. I think that is the creepiest shit in the world. You've
it
got this
is.
Guy who's, you stuff him, you... Put him on display in a
he's
box
hard.
In a room
she,
in front of you.
Me,
it's
parents,
it's
yeah.
insane.
Yeah,
it's yeah. It is the craziest tradition in the world. I think it's just insane. There's no way I'm doing it. I'm writing specifically in my will.
I don't
will
care.
Not,
we're going
to
open
you
yours
will not
up.
Do that to me.
We're going
to
open yours up.
It. I mean, how
we're
bizarre
check
is
you
it,
out.
Man? Here's.
I
a
just
guy
want a party.
Dead.
I want my music played, and I want a beer, a keg of beer on me for everybody.
One
of
Led Zeppelin music.
Anything. You know what I have on my thing.
What.
I've got Led Zeppelin, Neil Diamond,
and then you get a
Rush.
Duran Duran,
Rush.
I like Rush, but that you're see you're starting it up again.
You've always loved Rush.
I did, but
you
that's
in the
right.
'80s. That's all you listened to.
That's
you
right.
And,
see,
you
thank
and,
you. Thank you. What, you know what you've done name? Here? That's right. Yeah, you know what you've done here for me.
Wow.
You
wow. What the fuck?
You
I've done?
Have validated me to that back room because I've argued that Rush shouldn't have been a number one seed. In fact, I don't even have them making...
You gotta, don't tell the people or they're not going to play.
It doesn't matter. It's a Five Guys thing, not mine.
Oh, fuck.
Anyway,
I still disagree.
You validated me as a judge. Thank you, Ocho Man. I appreciate it.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Well, you these really, guys do. Look at producer
Chris.
He's getting it
no,
now.
No, he's just laughing because he doesn't know
no,
what the fuck's going on
here. He gets it now.
Here.
I love it.
Oh, I get it. I don't get the arguments about how horrible that Rush was.
I didn't say they were horrible.
Plenty of arguments.
I didn't say they were horrible.
Oh, these guys are terrible.
I yeah. never said
oh,
that.
Oh, come on.
Every time I was at his house, there'd be Rush playing.
That's right.
Yeah. Anyway. Hey, are we ready for the picks of the day here?
Get
I
ready.
Love that tune.
I do, too.
Get set. It's time for the Ocho Man's Big Picks of the Day.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
You got that right, and he's already
green
got me
bastards.
Angry. Are we on now?
Yeah.
All right, here we go, my friends. We got some NCAA plays for you tonight. We've got Louisville -2.5. We're going to take that over to NC State Wolves. I like Michigan State tonight, -1.5 over Oklahoma State. Big 12 sucks. Okay, that's why I'm taking that.
Your
too,
buddy
right?
Joe Wallace
Oklahoma
isn't happy about that pick.
Did I say Oklahoma State? I didn't mean Oklahoma State. I meant Oklahoma. Jesus.
I was going to say.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I like Michigan State -1.5 over Oklahoma. Big 12 just reeks. There's nothing I like about them anymore. They can't beat anybody. I'll take Utah +5. This is my big play here. I'll take Utah +5 over Duke. Why? Because I said so. I love. Utah, and that's where I'm going with on that one.
I didn't know you were a Mormon.
Well, yes, I am. For tonight, I will be.
Okay.
NHL, I got 2-game money line parlay tonight that I really like. I like Minnesota over Calgary, and I like Dallas on the road against Edmonton. That's tonight, my friends. So we've got Minnesota and Dallas on a 2-team money line parlay that the Ocho Man is excited about. We got Louisville, we've got Michigan State, and we've got Utah. Those are my picks. Good luck with them. Let's see how the hell we do.
I'm impressed.
Any departing words here, Jimbo? I loved having you back on the show, my friend.
I am anxiously awaiting the picks to come in from your listeners on the March banness.
Well, you know what we can do? I mean, if it's okay with you, maybe...
I'll come in and give updates.
During the segments of
yeah, I'll
on
come in
future
and give
shows,
updates.
You can
yeah.
give updates
yeah,
on...
I'll come in, because you know I miss you. Absolutely.
Yeah. Beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah. You got anything planned for this weekend?
You know, it's too cold to do anything. Yeah, our buddy Greg Lilly's in town. I'm going up to see him tonight.
Oh, beautiful. Lil. I love him. He had a house in Eastern University when I used to visit him. He had a house called House of Penguins, I think it was. It was a great place to party at. And we'd come down from Rockford to visit him, and he treated us like royalty. The guy never gave up his love for us, man. That's beautiful. What is this bullshit? Frankson? What is that?
I don't know.
I don't know either. That wasn't from my computer.
Well, that was probably from Jimbo's winning band that he's already got. Okay, I'm kidding. I'm not going to give you any more hard time. My friends.
I'm telling you, I want every listener out there to share the show. I want them to share the show. I want them to get everybody involved in March Madness.
All right,
it's going to happen. I think.
What is this tune? I like this. This is my. Oh, this is for Jimbo. He's leaving our show on this note here.
Yeah, this is Diamond Dave. This tells you that I listen to Diamond Dave.
All right. Okay. Fuck it. I'm
so confused right now.
You're like that wrestler, man, that has to make his...
I have an entrance and an exit.
Yes you do.
Yes, you do.
Right. That's,
I do.
All right, Jimbo, it's been fun having you back on the show. And Chris, what a great show we had again. Hey, guys, tune into our show at OchoMan.com. Can you give a little plug out to our show here?
OchoMan.com. All the social media entities that you want, you can find those all directly from our website, OchoMan.com. Stream it, share it, subscribe, and download all there. iTunes Store, you can leave a rating and review in the comment section.
Leave a review.
Yeah, you can subscribe.
Ocho Man likes your reviews.
Stream even on Stitcher if you have Android, so do it.
YouthBaseballTalk.com.
All right.
YouthBaseballTalk.com. YouthBaseballTalk.com.
That's his show.
YouthBaseballTalk.com.
Okay, I got to go here.
YouthBaseballTalk.com. I'm just kidding.
You're kidding. Okay, my friends, from the Ocho Man and the show Ocho Man Behind the 8-Ball, we are out of here.
And it ain't over now. Because when the going gets tough, the tough get going. Who's with me? Let's go. Come on.
The Ocho Man, Behind the 8-Ball, only on Ignotainment. Leave us your questions and comments below this podcast in the comments section of the iTunes Podcast Store.